Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We're talking about Haskaras Shem Shemaim Levatala, Bracha Levatala, and this is based on Torah of Agon Rav Shmuel Charkov, Rezecha Tzadik Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva Shiva's based at Talmud in Brooklyn. We saw Neflos in the previous shiur, and now we will continue the Noda Behuda in Madura Kamen Simon Vov is Machriya, that the Bir of the Magen Avram in Simon Kuf Chof Ches, Siv Katan Aleph, who writes that if a non-Kohen Duchens, he's over on the essay of Bracha Levatala, explains to Noda Behuda that it's because of the brachas, because of the psukim of Birchas Kohanim, and not because of the bracha of Asher Kedishanu B'Kedushas Hashem Aharon, B'Tzivanu Levarchas Am Yisrael B'Ahava. It's not how it's the bracha of Asher Kedishanu, but it's because of the psukim of Birchas Kohanim that is Zara non-Kohen is over on Bracha Levatala. So if the Noda Behuda we learn that even on psukim is shaykh and iser bracha levatala, since he's saying them not as psukim, rather as brachos, as we explained in the previous shir. When you say a pasuk is a bracha, you're over in bracha levatala, even though it's not a bracha proper. And even though here these psukim have a shame bracha, since the Torah was koveh them as part of brachos kohanim, we already explained in the previous shir that there's really no nafkamina, there's no difference, because any pasuk that's said as a bracha, you're going to be over on bracha levatala, like a kohen who says other psukim as birchas kohanim, l'shem birchas kohanim, bevadai that he's going to be over al bracha levatala, because you can have a bracha even if it's not a bracha proper, since you said it b'tayras bracha, it is going to have the status of a bracha, and if it shouldn't be said, then it is going to have the status of a bracha levatala. So based on what we said in the previous year, it's going to really be talei machlokas that shitas hatosfos, that bracha is better because there's no special iser of bracha levatala, you're also not going to be over on psukim, and that's what the Magen Avraham means when he says that the iser, after he explains that the iser is out bracha levatala, he concludes, look in Simon Reish Tesvav, because there he says that l'shitas hatosfos, there's no special iser on a bracha. And therefore, on psukim, you can't say there's an iser of bracha levatala, you can't say the problem is bracha levatala, right? Tell us the problem of Haskaras Shem Shemaim Levatala. But when you say a bracha levatala, it's only because of Haskaras Shem Shemaim Levatala, possibly. But not else bracha levatala, because it could be there isn't even such a thing as bracha levatala, according to Tosfos. And what the Gemara says about it, the Losisa is only in Asmachta Be'alma. But we said that according to the Rambam, a bracha levatala is an Issur D'oraisa. So the Magen Avraham says, after he explains that the Isser is on Bracha Levatala, he says, look at what I wrote in Reish Tosavav, where the Shitas HaTosfos, there is no Isser on a Bracha. So on the Psukim, it's not Shaykh in Isser of Levatala. But when we say Zar Nosei Es Kapov is over on Bracha Levatala, that's going to be like the Rambam, who holds that there is an Isser of Bracha Levatala, and it even applies to Psukim, therefore you can't say Bracha Tashem as a Bracha, and then end off Lamdeni Chukecha, you didn't save the day, because he said the bracha tashem b'taras bracha, so it doesn't help to conclude as it with a pasuk. So v'yesh la'ayin, so asks, declares the Gaon Reb Shmuel, if according to the Rambam, if you do a bracha, if you say a bracha levatala, you're over on the essay of liyira, or is he maskim to shitas hatosfos that there is no essay of Haskaras Shem Shemayim, and the whole Isser is because of the lav of Lo Sisa. So according to the Rambam, if you make a bracha levatala, we saw in the previous shir, in the Gemara and Tumur and Afdalid, that if you say Shem Shemayim levatala, you're over on the essay of the year of not having proper fear of Hashem. So are you all over on that when you say a bracha levatala as well, in addition to the bracha levatala? Or does he say no? That when you say a bracha levatala, the whole iser is because of the lav, not an Haskaras Shem Shemayim levatala, but not the iser asay, but because of the lav of lo sisa. That's what's going to be the problem when you say a bracha levatala. You're not going to be over on, according to Tosfos, lo sisa is only an asmachta, but or it's only the rabbanan according to the Rashi an asmachta. Maybe Tosfos also is an asmachta, but the Isser of Bracha Levatala is losisa, according to the Rambam, and it's not going to be the essay of liyira. There's no essay of liyira when you say a bracha levatala. And liyira is only when you say stam shem shema levatala, or maybe no. There's also an essay of liyira when you say a bracha levatala. So the Magen Avram in Siman Reish Tes Vav, Siv Katan Vav, cites the opinion of Tosfos that there's no Isser essay of Haskaras Shem Shamayim. And the whole Isser is because of the lav of, the Magen Avram says, excuse me, in Siman Reish Tes Vav, Siv Katan Vav, he brings Tosfos in the Rush, that it's only Derabbanan, that Bracha Levatel is Derabbanan. According to the Rambam, it's Doraisa, and he writes, V'chenu b'tmura pashta de Talmuda, v'atosis mefarshim da'ayri below bracha. Wow. So you see the Magen Avram writes that mi pashta de Talmuda, pashta sagamara and tmura, it's mashma like the Rambam. And there, and he says, v'atosis explains that the you're only over on the Yira, it's with outside of the context of a bracha. But according to the Rambam, you're over, it's mashma. According to the Rambam, the Magen Avram holds that he says the Gemara is mashma like the Rambam, and the Gemara says that when you say a bracha levatala, you're over on the Yira, and the Magen Avram says it's mashma like the Rambam, even though there we only mention Isser Asay. And according to the Rambam, it's an Isser Lav, like the Machtis HaShekel already notes. So apparently, the Svar of the Magen Avram is that the Rambam understands Pashtus HaGemara, Bein Bebracha, Bein Shelo Bebracha. The Rambam understands Pashtus HaGemara is that both in the context of the Bracha and not in the context of a Bracha. Whether it's in the context of the Bracha or not in the context of the Bracha, what's the din? You're over on Liyira. So it emerges then, according to the Rambam, as understood by the Magen Avram, when you make a bracha levatala, it's going to be not only a bracha levatala, a nevera of losisa, a nevera daraisa, as the Magen Avram understands, but there's even going to be an iser asay of haskaras shem shamayim levatala. So if that's true, if that's really pshat, then we have a kash in the Rambam. If when you say a brach levatala, you're over not only on lo sisa, but you're also over on liyira, so why not endo flamdeni chukecha? So at least you're going to save the brach levatala. Save the brach levatala, sweet friends. Even if you can't save the, save the shem shemayim levatala. Even if you can't save the bracha levatala, because a bracha levatala, once you said the Hashem b'taras bracha, it's tzishbet, it's too late. But you can at least save the shem shemayim levatala, because if you're over on, when you make a bracha levatala, you're over on the yiras Hashem elokecha, you're over on the yisra, on the yisra asay of yiras, the pasuk is to fear. And by saying shem shemayim levatala, you didn't fear. So say bracha Hashem lamdeni chukecha, and then you saved it. Because you said it in the context of a pasuk, and it isn't stam shem shemayim levatala. So how are we going to explain the Rambam? Yesh lahakshel shegam laRambam amay lo yochel l'sayim pasuk v'yakor shem levatala u'memeli yisakir gam abracha levatala. And if you uproot the bracha levatala, the shem levatala, then it's not going to be a bracha levatala. Because if there's no shem levatala, there's no bracha levatala. Because they're connected. When you say a bracha levatala, there's a shem levatala. If you uproot the shem levatala, you're also going to uproot the bracha levatala, possibly. So, maybe we could say that now that the Torah was megale, a special din of bracha levatala atzlo sisa, the bracha doesn't have two inyanim. The shame is part of the whole bracha, and even the iser asay and also the Isser Aseh of saying a shame in the bracha is midin chidush shel bracha levatala. And just like you can't uproot the bracha, you also can't uproot the shame. In other words, if you say the bracha, we wanted to say like this, if you say the bracha and the shame in the context of a bracha, so uproot the shame shamayim levatala problem by saying lamdeni chukecha, and memelo, it's not going to be a bracha levatala. So the answer is that when you say shame Hashem in the context of a bracha, now it's considered a bracha levatala. That's the gedder of what you just said. It's a bracha levatala. And the iser aseh of shame in the bracha is now subsumed in within the bracha levatala. So since you can't fix the bracha levatala, you also can't fix the shame shamayim levatala. So neither of them can be fixed. So yesh ledakdek b'loshen harambam that the Rambam writes in the 12th parak of Hilchos Shavuos, l'fikach im ta'a lashon v'hizkir shem levatala yemaher miyad v'yishabech v'yifar v'yahadir lo kidei shelo yizocher levatala ketzad omer Hashem amar Hashem omer baruchu le'olam v'ed o gadalhu m'hula me'od. So when you say Hashem Levatala, you should quickly praise, glorify, and give splendor to Hashem in order that the name shouldn't be Levatala. How do you do this? If you said Shem Hashem, so you should say Baruch Hu Le'olam Vayed or Gadol Hu M'hu Lo Me'od in order that it shouldn't be Levatala. Now, L'chorah Milashan HaRambam, it's mashma that even Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Alolam Vaed is a tikkun on the etzem hazechira of Shem Levatala. Because the Rambam says that when you praise him, say a person said Shem Shemaim Levatala, so he said Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Alolam Vaed. And that's a tikkun. He writes, Kedosh Shelo Yehev Levatala. Once you praise God and you say something like Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam Vayed, that's going to be a tikkun on the Zechira Shel Shem Levatala. And we saw in the previous shir that can't be done. You're not mitakein the Etzem HaZechira Shel Shem Levatala. What you're doing is you're mitakein the Yisr. That you did this Isser. So now you say Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam Vaed to be mitakein the Isser. But the shame was still said Levatala. You're not uprooting the shame Levatala. From here it's mashma that it's not even considered Levatala afterwards. In a bracha we saw in the previous shir from Hilchos Brachos, that's how we started the shir. Notal Ochel Abirachal of Anofel Miyado, etc. Notal Achei Rechozem Revarachal of Afel Pishu Meoso Amin. So we explain that what the Rambam means is, and the Rambam doesn't bring down Lamdeni Chukecha, because what Lamdeni Chukecha does is that it makes that the bracha wasn't Levatala. And here, it was Shem Shemaim Levatala when you said it, and now you're attacking the Yisr, you did the Yisr, and now you want to fix the Yisr. If you said a pasuk at the end, which the Rambam says you can't do, then it was never Levatala in the first place. But here it was Levatala in the first place. The Rambam doesn't hold of a pasuk. But here the mashmaos is that it wasn't a Shem Shemaim in the first place, or Levatala in the first place. Because you said Shem Hashem, and then you praise him. You say, Gadol Hu M'hu Lo Me'od, Baruch Hu Le'olam Vaed. So it's mashma that it's a tikkun on the etzem hazechira shel Shem Levatala, making it not Levatala. So it would appear pashut that there it's different. Because there the Rambam is talking just about mentioning Shem Hashem. And there, it's effective that afterwards you're meshabech lamakom. There afterwards, you are praising Hashem. And by doing so, the etzem of levatala is nifka. Now it's no longer going to be Levatala. You praise Hashem. It's no longer Levatala. Just like, according to the Yesh Omrim, when you say Lamdeni Chokecha, that uproots, that makes it that it wasn't a Bracha Levatala in the first place. So Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Vod helps if you stam say Shem Hashem to uproot the Etzem Shel Levatala, even Lashitas HaRambam. But not, you can't say that about a Bracha. That once you made a Bracha, that's a different din, and the Bracha, you can't uproot a Bracha Levatala. Once you set up a Taratz Bracha, it's a Bracha Levatala. Elamai, you did an Isser. So say Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Vod to fix your Isser. But it doesn't mean that it wasn't, you didn't say Shem Shemayim Levatala. It's just a tikkun after the fact. There was an Aveira, and now you're fixing the Aveira. But when you do set Shem Shemayim, then saying the Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Vod makes it that, according to the Rambam, in Hilchos Shavuos, that you didn't say it wasn't Levatala at all. Turns out, the Mafreya, that he didn't say Levatal at all. And the Raya is that in Hilchos Shavuos, the Rambam writes, Simtav Hotzi Shem Levatala, Yomar Miyad V'Yishabeach V'Yifar. And in Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam doesn't mention this. That you should do it immediately. Yomar Miyad V'Yishabeach V'Yifar, do it immediately. Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, no. It's Mashmid that first, you take another pre, and then you say Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Vod. It doesn't have to be immediate. Note al acher, v'chozer mevarech alav, and you have to say Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Vod. No rush. Why no rush? Because there's a fundamental difference. Because in Achos Brachos we're talking about a bracha levatala, and the Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Vod is just to be metaken the yisser. The yisser was already done. And here we're talking about where you're attacking Shem Hashem, Haskar Shem Hashem Levatala, and Haskar Shem Hashem, in order that it shouldn't be Levatala, that has to be fixed immediately. So that, sweet friends, is more on this topic, and the Mirtz Hashem, in the third shir, the third segment, we have more to say, I hope. I mean, there is more to say, I hope we say it, in order to continue singing the flows Mitaras Hashem and understand this sugya. So this is amazing. Thank you for listening, sweet friends, and Hashem should give us life that we should be able to get together again and learn more. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.